We thank you for attending and for your participation. I would like to personally welcome you to the event, the exciting time for our families as we continue to grow and strive to better ourselves as Muslims living in a society that is generous. I am honored this morning to carry the torch of an organization that has come to be known as the Voice of Pure Islam in this region. I hope to provide you 2 days of thought, provoking discussions, and more importantly, a forum of brotherhood, solidarity, to serve in the global Islamic movement. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cover his blessing at this special gathering of true believers and provide guidance to make it achieve its goals and objectives. We are honored by your support. When I shared these words 10 years ago, none of us could have envisioned what these years would bring. This would not have been possible but for the tireless work of our hardworking volunteers and the sincere board of directors who have supported the leadership of all of us. Our progress in the past few years has been significant, but we have a lot more work to do. I appreciate the board of directors who are here, all of us, and the guests who have come. I am honored to stand with the believing men and women of our community. I am proud to be here with active members of Muslim families. Thank you for your services. I would like to take this opportunity to thank our trustee of Muslim Congress and outgoing chairman of Board of Trustees, Jazdab Muslimin Ghulam Shakiri, for his commitment in building a strong and prosperous organization. He has done an outstanding job shaping this organization. I thank him for the continuous dedication, unwavering support, and capable leadership he has given to Muslim Congress. Nothing will diminish the important role that he has and always will play in our organization. May Allah bless him and his family. Brothers and sisters in Islam, today, the world of Islam is undergoing tremendous challenges. And there is turmoil and oppression in almost all Muslim nations, Islamic nations. Our hearts are bleeding. The wounds are not healed. Syria, Iraq, Palestine, Kashmir, Lebanon, Burma, Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, Yemen. Saudi region, Saudi regime has bombed the cities of Yemen, daily destroying historic buildings, world heritage sites, schools, and mosques. Even during the holy month of Ramadan, blood continued to spill in Yemen. The supposed guardian of the Haramain have the least regard for human life and the sacred month of Ramadan, the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The silence from the international community on the atrocities is raising questions about the role of those who have supplied the Saudis with such weapons of mass and indiscriminate killings. Even the media has been full of report on the casualties which have reached into the thousands, dismissing the war as a religious conflict. Because of this fear of pure Islam, the Saudi regime is making alliances with Islamist entities. Meanwhile, in Lebanon, the authorities have committed crimes against men. So far, thousands of Rohingya Muslims have been slaughtered at the hands of Buddhists, yet nothing has been done to stop it. The important UN and the international community have been silent. For those who are armed, nothing can be done. Consider East Timor and South Sudan. Two nations with predominantly Christian populations guard their independence, while two sets of Muslim population, Kashmir and Palestine, did not. Despite their struggles being longer and further, to make matters worse, the global media outlets in collaboration with certain powers believe in divide and rule, conspire to present distorted view of Islam life, introducing their own recruited terrorists as a representative of Islam, Muslims, such as Daesh, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Taliban, and others. Their objective is simply to defame Islam and divide Muslims. in these difficult times, the responsibility lies on the Muslim Ummah to react. Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi-anfusihim. When God does not change man's condition unless the change in itself. By coming together, we will hold back this great frame of the tree of life. Wa qasam bi Allah al-jameel wa la tafarraqu, hold fast all together to Allah's word and do not divide. Despite the efforts of certain groups, people are realizing that Islam is the only solution to their woes. But it is an ideology in tandem with human nature. There is an Islamic awakening in the making, after the forefront of this struggle in the courageous and insightful Islamic leadership. Realizing that young Muslims are facing an identity crisis in this time of propaganda against their value and faith, the leader has shown deep concern toward the youth and guided them to the truth and reality. He has also stressed that because faith is an important aspect in everyone's life, a person's belief, morals and values being one of the best predictors of their actions, there is a need to raise awareness of the core Islamic principles. Our religion respects other beliefs, systems and the sentiments of all people. The Quran states, لَا تَصَبُّ الَّذِينَ يَدُونَ مِنْ مُنِ اللَّهِ. Do not insult those they invoke other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam believes in peace, love, harmony, tolerance, equality and mercy. And it guides all those means, both non-believers and those of faith. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ تَقُوا السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ And among Islam is the creation of the heavens and earth, of the law of al-sunnah. And the difference of your languages and colors. In Nakhzalik al-Ayatul Alami, there are indeed signs in that one holds to know. Every distinction or privilege pertaining to color or race, rank or wealth is irrelevant in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Racism in any form is an illness, a mental illness, and a disease. The roots of racism are cultural or societal. Islam unites the entire human race under one banner without any kind of discrimination. Ya ayyuhannas inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha, womankind, indeed, we created you from a male and a female. Waja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu, and made you nations and tribes that you may identify yourselves with one another. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. Indeed, the noblest of you in the sight of Allah is the most godly among you. The Prophet, peace be upon him, declared, La hawla li arabin al ajami wala li alim al arabi wala li asfar al abyaz wala abid li abyaz al asfar illa bi taqwa kulluhum li adam wa adam min fra. Oh, God said, an Arab has no superiority over a non-Arab. While a non-Arab has any superiority over an Arab, also white has no superiority over black, or black, nor does a black have any superiority over white, except by piety protection. He also said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَى أَجْسَامِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَى أَصْوَارِكُمْ وَلَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَى قُلُوبِكُمْ. Allah does not look at your shapes or your colors. He looks at your hearts and your teeth. We call for us. Everyone come to defense of the oppressed people of the world, regardless of their religion, ethnicity, color, or race. We support all innocent and oppressed people across the globe. We have confidence because through faith, your Islam is the permanent hope of mankind. Our Lord is the guarantee of justice and peace. Our Lord is the creator of the universe. His mercy belongs to all. In general, but specifically for those who surrender their will to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Him. And at this year's conference, which is titled Islamic Awakening, we will discuss how Islam is regaining its true identity and how relevant it is in our lives. Let us gain knowledge of this religion from its primary and original sources, Brahmins, and the life of the prophet and his progeny is upon them, and not from dubious sources with ulterior motives, so that we are able to fulfill our day as human beings and as believers. We need to get down to the fundamentals of Islam. The time has come to show the world the real face of Islam. Our vision is to educate, protect and promote the divine values of the pure Islam and help Muslims defend their Islamic identity without a compromise in nobility and morality. Our goal is to provide leadership and encourage our community, committed and skilled professionals to help us. Provide a wide array of educational, social, human, religious and political services needed for the advancement of our community. Muslim Congress is also about the future of Islam in this part of the world. A future where all of us, whatever our background and skills, can work together to protect our lives and secure the future of children. We will be able to engage in constructive dialogue. I want to speak to every person who has supported our cause to make Muslim Congress stronger, better. We will need your support. I see a great day coming for our people. We are eager for the work ahead. Having a yearly conference is good, but we need to move beyond that to providing services, both material and spiritual, for the benefit of our community. In order to reach this goal, we want to help in all areas. We will have a forum for young adults to discuss their problems and provide solutions. They are the future of this Muslim Ummah. We will carry this torch. Who will carry this torch to the next level? We have a women's forum to discuss their role in achieving our goals. The ulama are there to guide and lead everyone, but we need dedicated and hardworking volunteers from all walks of life who can be effective in promoting our goals and objectives. We are living in times of constant and rapid change, both locally and globally. In such an environment, we need to stay current in the events, analysis, from scholars, activists, and intellectuals. These scholars, their vision, knowledge, and experience will help us in understanding pure Islam, the Islam that teaches love and respect for mankind. We are thankful to Allah for where we are today and are excited about the future. Throughout this conference, I urge you to stay engaged. This year, we are devoting time for interaction and working and an opportunity for you to get familiar with the many Muslim Congress initiatives. In particular, during the showcase event, you will get to meet and converse with individuals who are working on these initiatives. Please make sure to visit the different booths and offer your ideas and suggestions. I express my personal gratitude to all of you who are truly our greatest asset, as we could not accomplish what we have without moral and financial support. Please remember to offer your feedback in order for us to improve this event. There is nothing more powerful than when a community comes together to share ideas and hope. Regardless of whether this is your first time with us or not, we will endeavor to have you come back again in the future. Once again, I welcome you. May Allah bless you and your families. Assalamu alaikum.